17-year-old Jasmine Omer sat alone at the counsel table in the Petersburg courtroom. The judge and both attorneys participated in the hearing through video conference. The state of Alaska charged Omer with 4 misdemeanors for being involved in hitting deer in Petersburg with a truck alongside another teenager, 17-year-old Sebastian Davis. Omer videotaped themselves running into 2 deer in a residential area and then laughing about it. The video widely spread after it was posted on Snapchat. Omer was charged with harassing game from a motorized land vehicle, taking game from a motorized vehicle, and 2 counts of failing to notify state troopers after colliding with the deer. But like the other teen's sentence, most of the charges were dropped in a plea deal. Omer pleaded guilty to the first count, which carried a maximum penalty of 30 days in jail, $25,000 in fines, and probation for 1 year. In exchange, her defense attorney and the state reached a bargain. She would receive an SEJ, or suspended entry of judgment. That means there's no sentence for 1 year while Omer's on probation. If by the end of the year she stays out of trouble, her record will be clean. She also needs to pay $2,000 in fines and complete 100 hours of community work service. Omer's sentence follows the other teens by a few weeks. On May 22nd, Davis was sentenced to $3,000, 160 hours of community work service, and 1 year of probation, in which time he cannot hunt or trap. State prosecutor Aaron Peterson with the Special Prosecution's Office in Anchorage said that they came up with the deal mainly because Omer agreed to testify if Davis's case went to trial.
The agreement was struck prior to her co-defendant pleading out, and I think it explains, in some respects, the sentence.
Peterson said the state sought a lesser sentence than Davis's because Davis had a previous run-in with wildlife enforcement, and Omer was the passenger in the truck that struck the deer.
As the less culpable party, being that she wasn't driving the truck, you know, the fact that she came forward and was willing to do the right thing in the state's view and agree to testify against her co-defendant gets her a bargain. In this case, that bargain is the suspended entry of judgment.
Omer's defense attorney, Joe Kovac of Ketchikan, said that Omer is full of regret and remorse for what she did. He said she sought professional services to get help, and she has bright prospects for rehabilitation.
She, I can say, is a more mature and healthier person today because she has used the time since this was charged and between now to really reflect and be proactive, in that she really did some growing and healing and seeking and getting the kind of help that she did.
Superior Court Judge William Carey told Omer that he knows she's already felt the effects of community condemnation. He said his job is to make sure that she never does the crime again and that others won't either.
Watching the video and so forth, it was striking to me the callousness with which you and Mr. Davis undertook this action. I mean, it was really kind of appalling, Ms. Omer, and it just should never happen.
Carey asked Omer if she had any comments for the court, and she simply replied, "Thank you." Omer's $2,000 fine and 100 hours of community work service must be completed by October 1st. Her suspended entry of judgment hearing is set for May 20th, 2019. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.